Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Todd, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I've got a prefabricated shower stall that's probably made of a pretty thick gauge sheet metal or aluminum. And the hot and cold faucets haven't been used for a very long time, and they've been dripping and draining. And they've developed a significant amount of calcium and rust deposits, kind of in a teardrop shape.
Okay.
Halfway down from the faucets, the hot and cold, to the drain.
Okay.
And I tried Lime Away direct, without any dilution, and left it sitting there, and then scrubbing it didn't seem to do very good. And then I've also tried CLR at 100% strength and left it sitting there. And I finally started taking a wire brush to it, but unfortunately I took the paint with it and got down to the sheet metal. I'm wondering if there's something that is a little bit better, or maybe I need to leave it on there longer.
Well, if you've tried a CLR and you've tried Lime Away, I think you've tried two very good quality products that are designed
to do exactly what the problem is.
Yeah, mineral salt deposits. If what you're seeing is still streaking, then it sounds to me like there must have been a chemical reaction between the original paint and the minerals itself. And so I think you've done what you can do. At this point, you've already stripped away that paint, so you're going to need to reseal it, repaint it. And you need to start that with a primer coat.
Okay, that's my next question, where I've got that down to the bare sheet metal now.
Yeah, and in fact, if you don't, it's going to rust out on you. So, you know, this is much the same as fixing a metal roof. You have to start with a good quality primer. And if you're concerned about appearance, you may want to consider spraying this on. This is not a very big area, I assume, right?
No, it isn't. No.
I would go out and I would clean the surface really well. I would pick up a can of Rust-Oleum primer, a spray can of Rust-Oleum primer or
made
two.
Made specifically for metal.
It's good stuff. It goes on with a nice, even coat. You may even put a couple of coats on it. Let it dry really well. And then I would put a Rust-Oleum top coat over that. It really lays on nicely. It's important to use a primer and a top coat that's made by the same manufacturer, because you know the chemical connection is going to work really well. And I think that's the best way to get this stall looking the way it should.
And Rust-Oleum makes a spray primer in a white, a gray, and like a rusty red color, in case you're going for like deep tones. So you'll find something that works with whatever top coat color you're using.
Yeah, it's just a basic flat white.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.